How would you gauge this current farm financial situation?
Very serious, Don. I don't think anybody that's paying attention to it would describe it anything less than that. In some cases, worse. It's everything from low commodity prices, which have been in place for some time and are largely driven by some really terrific years in terms of production of commodities around the world. But then on top of that, that existing circumstance, you throw on the trade issues, and it just makes a difficult situation in some cases, frankly, too difficult.
Obviously, you mentioned trade. China's the 800-pound gorilla, especially in the soybean market. How do you see the absence of China from that U.S. market? What's that mean to CHS? What's that mean to the growers themselves?
Yeah, it means a really, really challenging condition in both respects. We're CHS in the business of a number of products and services, but one of which is to move farmers' products to customers around the world. So when world trade is interrupted the way it is, it impacts us. We have export facilities. We want to utilize them, as does anyone else. And then to farmers, it just creates a situation where they cannot look forward and be planful the way they have been in past years. And we are absolutely at the doorstep and in some cases through the door around harvest underway. And as we all know, beans typically are something that has gone to town early and gone on a train and in the area that your listeners are in, Don, have largely gone into a rail car and gone west. Now, there's more processing in some of those areas, and that's good. That's helpful. But a lot still went on a rail car, and that market is just not open. It just is not open. The U.S. grain industry has little to no sales on for China. We're doing the best we can with other markets around the world, but the volume of China is just such that you just can't get away from that. I mean, it's math, and the math of China is just so large.
Do you see the tariff situation and the environment we're in has impacted trade flows, and could it be more of a long-term scenario, just how business is going?
Yeah, I think there's maybe two ways to think about that. I think it certainly is impacting trade flows today. I think that's without question. And farmers are going to see it as they want to move some beans because the sales just are not on as they were typically. And in addition, in the last week, I'm sure you've reported, Argentina came into the market and sold a lot of beans in the last, week to 10 days that frankly would have been new crop beans for the U.S. farmer. And they took those sales and most of them went to China. So, that was just kind of bad news on top of bad news when that happened. And then the second way I'd think about it is I do think, these kinds of conditions do create kind of long-lasting global condition because market players around the world, are good business people, and they look at these market signals that the world is going to their markets more and more and more, and frankly, they'll respond with increasing production. And that's what I think, the numbers show with Brazil production increasing, more acres being brought into production, and the world looking at them more than ever.
Jay, I know you guys had your owner meetings, owner forums that you've had just recently. Wrap those up. I'm curious, what kind of feedback did you get on the input side of the business on some of those costs that the growers are dealing with?
Yeah, we got what you might expect. Cost of inputs is certainly too high for the value that's being received on the sale of commodities. There's no doubt about it. The numbers don't work. And that includes fertilizer, includes seed, includes land rent, includes insurance. That those costs just are not going to make it with today's commodity prices. And I'm sure there'll be volatility in all those costs. I don't know that you can think that those costs alone will decrease enough to provide a margin. At the end of the day, we are going to need higher commodity prices to some degree. Now what we know is generally higher commodity prices come because some part of the world has had a difficult crop condition. Somebody was too dry and a drought condition, and that impacted supply translating into higher prices. Now, the issue is we always want the other guy to have the problem, not us. And I think that's going to be part of the answer is we've just had some really big crops these last few years all around the world. There really hasn't been a disruption, and the crop coming off the field in the U.S., well, there's pockets that have had, you know, issues of either too dry or too wet and at the wrong time. It really looks like a big crop coming off the fields across the United States. It looks really big, and which is great for volume and it's great for the U.S. farmer, but it's just one more impact to global supply scenarios.
What's this whole scenario mean to CHS as a whole?
You know, we'll manage our way through it. There's a couple of things that if this is the environment we're going to have, we'll make sure the company is prepared to operate into it. We're taking the steps that you would think we would be, canvassing the world hard for additional markets in addition to China. We're bringing the case to policymakers in Washington of the conditions in agriculture, the conditions in trade. And we're also trying to bring forward some solutions, such as things like E15. And Congress needs to take action on that to allow the EPA to do what they need to do so E15 is more widely used. And we're really bringing those ideas forward because that's going to increase domestic demand for the crops. I mean, an E15 will use a bit more corn to create it. And we're going to need answers like that. With trade conditions that they are, we're going to have to be looking for every additional use in this country that we can come up with. And frankly, renewable fuels is one of them. And so we'll be pushing those things hard. And meanwhile, we will just do our best on serving the farmer and providing the transparency and providing the options that we can so that they can maximize their revenue in what is a really challenging environment.
The administration's talking about some type of bridge payment or assistance again for farmers. Would E15 perhaps be a better solution rather than sending out another check?
Well, I certainly can advocate for and will advocate for help for farmers in the current commodity price scenario that they face. I think it's going to be needed, but I think to your point, that can't be the only answer. That can't be. We have to work hard to find additional market opportunities, both domestically and to get our global trade platforms back into the way it needs to work, which provides opportunities for the U.S. farmer to export and to participate in world trade. So I think the supplemental payment that likely is going to come, needs to be part of the solution, but it can't be the only solution. I don't think that's a play that farmers want long term, and I don't think that it would get the political support long term. So we're going to need these other answers, but we also need policymakers to act and to help us get that done, because without that, it's just frankly talk.
Financing options, early order discounts, those kind of things. How important are those for your ag retailer customers and the co-op as a whole?
Yeah, I think prepayment routes and even things like fall fertilizer. I think farmers are going to just be playing it very close to the vest, and they're going to be watching their cash, and that's going to impact things of that nature. Now we've seen that before, and CHS is well used to operating in tight environments like that, and so we've got. We've got good experience in that environment, but I do think farmers are going to be watching and just being very, very careful in the dollars they spend and when they spend them, and I can completely understand it.
As you move into 26 or look forward, nobody's got a crystal ball, but what kind of optimism do you have?
Well, I'd say this. I mean, everybody can look at the forward markets on the commodity prices, and you're not seeing a huge recovery because the market's just seen this crop come off the field in the U.S., which America has not gone to planting yet, and I suppose that'll be the next marker that that market players will see. And does the crop go in smoothly in South America or not? But right now, the commodity price cycle doesn't show a big recovery, and I think it's going to take some kind of crop disruption somewhere that's going to give that a boost. Because while we will certainly search for additional demand everywhere we can, you know, there isn't that magic sitting out there of new demand that could really rally the market. Now, we know this is every time you make statements and even think about the future, it's not going to turn out the way you think. It's not. But nevertheless, that's at least that's a picture of the market that we're seeing right now.